start talking.
Okay, now I'm hitting record just in case it works. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. And there's no audio bumpy up downies when you talk.
Okay. But that doesn't matter.
So I think that's good.
Yeah.
Well, that's the good thing.
Yes, that is good. That's,
I was concerned.
Oh, that the audio was...
We're making changes.
Yeah. Oh, that the audio was going to come through on your side. Sorry.
Yeah, that was my concern. My concern was that the audio, that your audio, because Wendy's on my computer right now. So I was concerned that the audio from Wendy would come through to my side because we know nothing of technology.
Right. You're like, wait, so you're in the computer?
So you're, oh my God. Wendy, get out of there. Oh my God.
I assume because the call's coming through on the laptop, I assume the audio.
Wendy, you're stuck in the computer.
Oh, so that's great. So you know what? Actually, Wendy, you don't even have to have a microphone on. You're in my computer. So
yeah, you're Jonathan. Good job. You finally did it.
Oh my God. I laid down for like 20 minutes to end the. So my cat, who is pretty much just like not happy that I'm here all the time and rarely lays down to cuddle with me. The only time he lays down with me is when I am trying to masturbate.
Yeah, that's a classic cat move.
And this is a new one. When I was like, I'm going to just lay down for 20 minutes and then I'm going to get up and like have some coffee or something so I can wake up and get ready to record. Then he wanted, did you hear him?
Hello, Sebastian making an appearance.
Yeah, well, he's on the,
he's like, you know, another time I want attention while you're recording the podcast. Other than that, get the fuck out of here.
Well, he came and he cuddled so nicely with me. And I was like, oh, kitty, this is going to be really hard for me to get right back up out of this nap. So he was really cuddly and sweet. And now he's meowing and sitting on the toilet because he knows my routine. He's like, she just took a nap.
Yeah, I was going to be like, you're going to bitch, you're coming right in here.
You're coming in here to drop a deuce. If I know anything.
If I know my mom, she sleeps, she feeds me, she talks to herself, and she takes a shit.
He's like, she's done all three of the four things have been done. So there's only one thing left.
So get in here, mama.
I'm going to sit.
Get in here, mama.
Sit on the toilet.
Oh, guys. Boy, have we had a week since we last.
Yeah.
I can't even. I'm just. My ankle is broken. I am now in full panic mode. I was just talking to my friend about this, which we've talked to. We're a really international podcast. We have international listeners. So we have spoken with friends around the world. And guys, it's true. The United States healthcare system is bananas. Mm-hmm. For a world power, we are fucked. I mean, it's like really, it's this. So I've stepped off a curb wrong. Because again, I've never hurt myself. Most people I know, any serious injury has never occurred. Like, oh man, I was like fucked up and having fun, or like I was fucking doing this, like I was running a marathon or on a crazy hike. Like everyone I know gets hurt doing the dumbest shit.
Yeah, it's never something cool. Like, how'd you get that scar? Dude, I was on Molly fucking snowboarding in the Swiss Alps. Yeah.
It's like, oh, I was making a grilled cheese. And I opened the freezer door and it just fucking right in my face. We went on a hike we are recording this on Tuesday. You guys will be hearing this tomorrow, Wednesday, today. For you, or like 3 years in the future, who fucking knows? Again, we've always said time means nothing. Now there's coronavirus. Time really means nothing. I challenge you to just text any friend at random and say what day is it, and they will not know. Nobody knows what day it is. What people are starting to drink at 6 o'clock in the morning because they've been up since 3. Mm-hmm. Nothing makes sense anymore. So Saturday, we went on a hike. We literally were like, we can't start drinking at 10 a.m. That's what we've been doing every day, just drinking, having driveway parties. which that is just pretending you're at the beach, but you're in a driveway.
Do you guys really start that early?
Yeah. Yeah. Brian's been cracking beers at 10 in the morning.
I am. Can I tell you in my mind, like, and I know it's fun to talk about like fucking, yeah, drinking and doing drugs. And it's like a fun, and maybe I used to be, I've become a real bitch since I took that break. The other day when we did the group, I'm making coffee right now. So get ready to hear a loud espresso machine. I might turn my mic off. I might not. Fucking who cares?
Dude, there's, nothing matters.
There's no time. Over. There's no days. There's
my
no
ankle's
money.
Broken. Everyone's dead. Everyone has coronavirus.
When
nothing
we
matters.
Did the Patreon, the group chat the other day, and I like cracked a beer at like 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon here in New York. It was 3 or 4 in the afternoon. When I finished that beer, I was so buzzed that I couldn't do anything. I'm like such a bitch now. I really, it's a sad state of affairs.
I think it's a good state of affairs.
I have, even now I'm like, I'm going to drink wine. I have I can't even finish a third glass of wine at night. I just get too drunk and too tired.
Well, that's also with us drink, because I'll have a drink early, but I'm in bed at 8.
Yeah.
So like I'm not, because I know a lot of people, oh, I'm getting wild texts and phone calls from people at all hours of the day and night, just people hammered.
Yeah. Hi,
like,
Sebastian.
I'll have a drink in the morning, like at like 11 or 12. I'll be like, oh, okay, I'll have like, this was in the before times, not the before times when we could all go outside. This was, so it was the after times, but pre-broken ankle after times. So it was the early after. So in the early after, I would wake up and like meditate, go for a really long walk, do some yoga, maybe do whatever, read a little bit of a book. And then at like 10 or 11, like for my second cup of coffee, be like, well, fuck it. Pour a little whiskey in it, have a cigarette, take a huge shit, you know, great things. But now I'm like, I can't get drunk now because I could maybe fall and yeah, really hurt myself. So Saturday, after a few days, because we all started, and I think this is worldwide, we all started this strong. Everybody started this. We're like, dude, I'm going to read all the books I've been meaning to read. I'm going to write. I'm going to fucking get back on Duolingo and learn a new language. All the things. I'm going to start yoga. I'm going to whatever. Everybody had a different thing where everybody was like, yeah. And that first week, everybody was like, fuck yeah. And then everybody realized like, oh, fuck me. This could be the next 6 months to the rest of our lives.
Uh-huh.
And it took a deep dive. And that happened to us. Like, me and Leah's boyfriend, like, one of the first, like, me and he went for, like, a 4-mile run. I did a gnarly workout where I couldn't even walk for 2 days. Like, we were just like, yeah, we're fucking doing it, man. Like, we're gonna fucking. And then very quickly, just him drinking Coors Lights at 10 o'clock in the morning, me pouring whiskey in my second cup of coffee. So Saturday, we were like, no, get it together, dummies. We're not gonna drink today. We went for a hike and we're up in the hills of San Clemente. As we're starting the hike, this woman from her backyard was like, hey, be careful. There's a lot of snakes. And we're like, oh, cool. Thanks. And then we're going up because you could take like all sorts of different trails. And we're like, oh, let's do like the highest, steepest, gnarliest trail. And then there's a huge fucking rattlesnake going across the trail. So me and Leah are like, bye.
Yeah.
No, thank you. Brad's like, oh, you guys are being pussies. And we're like, cool. Yeah. But like, no, we're not going to cross. Because also we're dumb. We didn't even see the snake. He was like, look at that snake. And we're like, great. We're so dumb. We would have just stepped on it. So whatever. So we turn around.
I like that. That's part of his, like, he's like, we got to fight. We got to fight rattlesnakes. Like, well, this is not actually.
There's not enough going on.
Right. This is not actually Mad Max. We don't have to start. This is not where we need to, like, we got to get meat out of the land. We're not at that point yet. Just
yet.
Fucking turn yet. Around, walk away.
Yeah. So we did. So we walked away. Told the lady, I was like, thanks for the heads up. On the way back down, we literally get to the car. Leah took a picture of me on the ground. I could touch the bumper where I fell. We were at the motherfucking car. Like, also, I don't know why I stopped off the curb where I did. I think because I was going to get in the back passenger side behind the driver's side. I don't know why I wouldn't just have stayed on the curb and then got in the back seat. I do not know. but I stepped off the curb. I don't know if there was like a little like piece of a tree jutting off. I don't know if my foot got caught in that. I don't know. I ate shit hard, like full, heard my ankle crack on both knees.
Oh my God.
My knees are fucked. My knees look worse than my ankle.
Yeah, your knees are all skinned up, but to hear a popping sound, like a crack of your bones, is just like...
Yeah. Well, and that was my thing, is like, I know what it sounds like. Like, yeah. I heard it, and Leah's laughing and taking a picture, because, which, rightfully so.
Right.
Ate shit. And I was on the ground and just looking at the ground, and I was like, I'm like 99% sure I just broke my ankle. And they were like, and then the situation changed very quickly.
They tried to do the thing to you, like what you do with babies when they fall and they're not really hurt, but they just fall and everyone goes, yay, clap, because babies are dumb. And you're like, you don't need to cry. You're not really hurt. So she was just trying to do that to you.
Yeah. She was just laughing at me, taking pictures live on Instagram.
She heard your bone crack, blood started shooting out, and she's like, come on, Meg, just laugh and it won't hurt.
Leah did say she heard it.
That's like...
Yeah. Here's the thing. Could have been worse. Everything could always be worse. If there's ever a time to be incapacitated, now's the time. Like I said, we're already supposed to stay inside. Last time I broke a bone, I was really bummed. It was summer. Everybody was going to the beach. I missed a wedding, you know. Now, I'm missing nothing. Like, I just got to be holed up and heal my ankle. I got nothing to do. The scary thing is money. I have credit cards. This is what credit cards are for. I have health insurance, but it's really shitty health insurance to the point where it would be better to go and say I don't have it, I think, when I go see this orthopedist. I'll pay out of pocket. I'll eat it. This sucks. My biggest concern is he's going to say I need surgery. Because that turns from like a $1,000 problem to a $40,000 problem. Which a $1,000 problem I can handle.
Yeah.
A $40,000 problem will literally ruin my entire life. And everything I've worked for and saved and scrimped. Like all gone in a bad walk off the curb. And this is what, dude, I've said this so many times to people. When people are like, oh, you're like really good at saving. You have more money than anybody I know. Like, which I don't. I am really good at saving, but the point I've always made to people is like the amount of money I have saved is an amount of money that if one stupid thing happened, I'm fucked. And this is that stupid thing. Do you know what I mean? We're like one bad car accident, one bad walk off the curb. Like I know a lot of people don't have a few thousand dollars saved, but in the grand scheme of things, even having that means nothing. Like... It's fucking gnarly.
Right. Well, but that's what's happening. Like, people are having that happen without having broken their ankle.
Like, everybody's fucked.
Right now, everyone's having that, what you're talking about, which is like the money thing where people have worked really hard and they're just like, oh, I don't have, my job is meaningless. Everything I've worked for is meaningless. You know what I mean? Like, that's, and now you're experiencing it on a macro global scale and on a personal micro scale. So you get to do it like a double layer of this.
Which is so fun. Yeah.
I mean, but it's gnarly. I'm like, what am I even going to do for a job? Because stand-up's probably not going to be back in a thing for like a year.
At least.
I mean.
Not the way anybody knows. I mean, this is what we talked about the other day. Like sports don't exist now.
Right.
For a while, like they're not, I think that in a few months, things will start looking ish, normal kind of ish. Also, this isn't going to be the end of April. This isn't going to be the end of May. Like we're fucking looking at like summer's fucked. Like things aren't going to go back to like bars aren't going to be up. Like anywhere where people can gather, I don't think it'll be normal for quite some time. But as far as like big events, like especially like, you know, like football and like tens of thousands of people, that shit's not coming back for a while. But even things like stand-up comedy, small venue, like concerts, musicians, all that shit. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're going to let people gather in groups of more than, you know, like bars are going to have to be like capacities. You can normally hold whatever your capacity is. You can hold a quarter of that. So say your bar can hold 100 people. You can have 25 people in there at any given time.
And see, we are good at math. So we should be homeschooling your kids.
Yeah. Hey, I've been practicing. Oh, look at my mom. What am I supposed to do? I am a pig.
What is this?
Leah just made me a cocktail.
Aw.
I hate this. I hate everything about this. I really do. I hate it so much.
What, that someone brought you
such
booze?
A burden. Which I know. We talked about this on the Patreon call. Oh, fuck. Sorry. I'm trying to move. Is this fun? Is this good content? The sounds of a literal broken woman.
Yeah.
Emotionally, physically. No, I just feel bad. Like, I already think I'm a burden all the time. And now I'm literally a burden. Like, I am literally, I cannot do anything for myself. I can do some things.
Yeah. What can you do?
I can wipe my own butt still. That's
okay, good.
I can like move around. It's, you know, I have to get used to being on crutches again. You get used to very quickly being on crutches.
Yeah.
It's been 10 years, but you know, once you get like used to, that's when I shattered my ankle. I was with Leah. That was 9 years ago. And we went to some like event in Orange, in Old Town Orange. It was some like big, like open bar thing. Like barbershops were having, like selling beers and tattoo shops. It was like the whole streets. It was like a big festival. And that was when I was still on crutches. And I was on crutches fucking hoofing around hammered for like 4 or 5 hours. I was also much younger. But I mean, I was talking to Sarah the Butcher earlier because she had a very terrible ankle injury a few months ago. And I was like, it's good arm workout, you know, just being let's pull some positives out of this. Mm-hmm. I'm not missing any ska shows.
Right.
Our expandants aren't playing right now, so I don't have to worry about like missing some cool ska show. Gonna really work on my upper body strength over the next 4 to 6 weeks.
Right. And it's good core strength. And if we're being honest, especially the money thing, and the way said, you've brought this up, you've actually brought this up a lot where you're like, money just like doesn't exist anymore. So if there ever was a time where you're like, it's going to cost me a lot of money, it's like, they're probably going to overthrow the whole fucking system anyway. So this is the kind of the time for you to just go in and be like, and I would probably say you don't have insurance and they can do... Yeah, just be like, I don't have insurance, and they're not, and you know this, because I've had to go to the hospital here in New York, and I haven't had insurance for like 6 or 7 years. I haven't had health insurance, maybe 6 years. And when I went in, when I fell and I fucked up my wrist, and I had to go in, I was like overnight, and I went to urgent care, and I was there overnight, and the bill was like $3,000, which I did not have, and they're like, okay, so just pay however much you can when you have it, and it's like... was really not a big deal. I spent like $200 a month when I had it. Like,
yeah.
So for people listening to, like, it is scary, like, to think about, but it's like, you don't know what's going to happen until you get there. And the reality of the situation is, especially now, even with credit cards, I'll be shocked if people are going to have to repay their credit cards, because we're finding out that the whole financial system, the whole country is fucked, because 1 month or like 2 weeks of no business, Cheesecake Factory's like, we can't pay their rent. So like,
yeah.
So for people talking
shit
about...
Which is a national chain.
Right.
Keep that in mind. Like, that's a big, huge national... That's right. At every fucking mall in the country, there's a Cheesecake Factory.
Right. So it's not even just like, oh, you're the, you know, if you're listening, like for me, I mean, I every month I'm like, how am I going to pay rent? How am I going to eat? That's most of my life. And I just like, then sometimes I'm up and sometimes I'm down, and I have just learned to, for whatever reason, that like doesn't make me anxious. I always make a list of like, how much do I need to make? And then I just like,
this is what we talked about the other day. It's because we're the fucking trash goblins that we've been struggling for years. Mm-hmm. We're the rats in the sewer. We're willing to fucking gnaw off a leg to get out of the trap. It's all these rich people that are like, what?
Yeah.
Like, dude, we're fine. We're going to be fine. Rich people are like, but I need gluten-free whole grain. Like, gluten-free whole grain, what? Yeah, yeah, but I need it. Like, we're used to eating Top Ramen and celery and a spoonful of peanut butter, be like, I know that that's calorically dense enough, I can get through the day.
Yeah.
Seriously, though. Like, it's fucked. It's fucked. But it's a lot easier to deal with some crazy shit when you've already been dealing with crazy shit. Like, poor people have already been dealing with a lot of crazy shit forever.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, okay, so this is just a little weirder.
Right. Like, if I don't have...
than my normal situation.
Right.
This is just a little tough.
And so here's a tip. Like, I'm just sleeping more because it's like, okay, well, I'm trying to, like, cut the amount of food that I eat because that's really my only expense other than rent. And so I'm like, okay, so I'll just eat less. So I just eat a little bit less every day. Your stomach shrinks so you're not as hungry, so you don't need to eat as much food. And then instead of when I would normally have a meal and then go to the gym, I'm like, well, I can't go to the gym. And so I just like take a nap and then guess it's like, this is not maybe the healthiest way, but if you like, you can like, it's doable. But the thing with the money, especially when we're talking about with your surgery,
no surgery.
If you were to get it, like, you know what I mean? Because that's what
I know, but let's say like, which definitely won't happen. Power of positivity.
Okay, yeah, if you want to do that.
I just really don't want to have to even think about that. Yeah. But yeah, if I did, I mean, if I do.
What's like, worst case scenario is he's like, we have to go in for surgery and it's going to be $40,000, which first of all, nobody ever, that's laughable. It's laughable. No one, first of all, if this was the olden times, if this was the before times, that's still laughable. You'd be like, well, do you want that in cash or like a personal check?
Yeah.
How do you want the $40,000? It's like, first of all, it's so much money that you're like, I can't even be stressed because like, that's not going to happen. So,
because it's a silly amount of money.
Right. So you're like, okay, so that's not going to happen. So what are the options then? Because it's like, okay. You know, do you want it now? Because I can just, can you wait for me to hobble back to my car?
Like, yeah, give me five. I got it in the glove box.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I don't have cash. Let me sell some of my jewels for money. Like, I don't have.
I'm sorry. Do you take this bag of rubies? Will you take this bag of rubies as payment?
So worst case.
I have sapphires and emeralds, but those are back at the mansion.
Yeah. So honestly, like, I would think worst case scenario is you have to get surgery, right? And that sucks, like, physically. The money part, that, I bet, to me, if I had the choice, I would rather have someone be like, you owe me $40,000, because I'd be like, fuck you, and I'd probably never have to repay that. But if someone's like, it's $1,000, I'd be like, fuck, I do have to pony that up right now. Jane, if I'm being fully honest, especially with what's going on right now, they're going to have to wipe the slate clean because they can't, no one can realistically be like, oh, you don't, oh, I'm sorry, are you irresponsible and you don't have $40,000 saved or you haven't had medical insurance? It's like, we're realizing now, first of all, that not people have been out of work for like a month, but the whole fucking country, everyone's bankrupt. No one has money saved for any emergency. The country doesn't have it.
Which this is, okay.
So they can get off of our fucking nuts. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just
saying. Again, will you take this bag of rubies?
Yeah, do you want? Oh, no, I'm sorry. Emeralds? How about emeralds?
I know diamonds are gauche, but I do have all of these many diamonds. Gold bars. How many gold bars do you need? I have so many. Wendy is a fan of not Shudder. Josh, thank you for Shudder, which man, right now really coming in clutch.
Isn't it nice?
But the second greatest next to Shudder horror show, CNBC.
Love it.
CNBC has been talking about this for years. Mm-hmm. Like, this is like all these like global economic people and fucking finance people in the US they're coming and they're like, we fucking like, most Americans, most people in the world, but specifically most Americans, for a country that's like USA, USA, like we take care of everybody's great. Most Americans don't have money for a month.
Right.
And now we're hitting that. We're like, most Americans do not have savings. And we're talking about like, you know, fucking all like, oh, fuck. Yeah. People fucking suckling off the teat of the government and fucking like on getting food stamps and welfare and all this. It's like, okay, first of all, like those are made up monsters. Like, of course, there's some people that take advantage of things and they're criminals, but there's also a lot of people that need those services. Mm-hmm. And that's why they have them. And now people are just like, oh, these are regular ass people. Say four person family, two kids, two parents, both parents work full time, have, you know what I mean? Make money. They're still fucking paycheck to paycheck. And now there's no paycheck to paycheck.
Right.
So now there's like literally millions of people that have no income. And that's what, like, all that shit with the, like the unemployment, like 10 million people applied in 2 weeks.
I know.
For unemployment. Okay. So that's 10 million working adults. How many of those adults that applied have a person they're taking care of? Be that an elderly relative, a child, whatever.
A cat.
A sick family member. Yes. A cat that they fuck slash call their son, you know. But seriously, like, that's like, okay, so you're not even factoring in, because I guarantee you change that, that number is minimum tripling of people that need that assistance now. People, dude, there's fucking, to get into food banks is literally, people are waiting in lines like miles long.
Yeah.
Like, this is some fucking, like, breadline shit. Like, in California this week, they're telling, it's, nobody go out this week. They're saying don't go to the grocery store.
Because didn't they, because I was talking
they're saying, like, stay the fuck, like, we know we've been saying stay inside, but now stay the fuck inside.
Is it,
like,
because,
no dicking around.
Are you guys close to the peak? Because my whole family is in California, and they're saying that they, the governor said you guys are, like, close to hitting
we're
the
close
peak.
To the, they think we're close to the peak.
And so that's why they're so just they're, like, stay the fuck inside and stop fucking around.
Yeah. And that, because before it was like, you know, go essentials. Now they're straight up being like, you have what you have. Don't, like, they're not, I mean, you know, people aren't being ticketed or whatever yet, but they're basically being like, do the right fucking thing. Can you please just listen?
Yeah.
You unless you have no food. Like, this is, like, some very American shit where it's like, okay, I get it. I know you want Stouffer's French bread pizza. But, like, maybe don't go get, like, you probably have something else you could eat right now in your house.
But I don't.
Now I really want a Stouffer's French bread
pizza. But I don't want that. But that's not what I'm hungry for. But I want macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? You're a 37-year-old man. So
that's what they
fucking
do. That's what
I know. That's what it is. It's
we went, we did it. Leah went and did a big shop over the weekend. We have tons of food. We're good. I mean, also, like, I can't, they can do whatever they want. I can't go anywhere. But, like, we're fucking, last night we had salad. We made big salad with chicken. Morning had, had some bacon and cottage cheese today for breakfast. Hello. What a dream. No, but we have, like, tons of food. We have so much bread in the freezer. We bought like a 5-pound bag of rice, not because we were like, we need to hoard rice. It's because literally that's the only size bags of rice they had left when we went to Target. They anything reasonably sized, people bought. So now I have kimchi. I made kimchi fried rice the other day in the pre, after, before times.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You look confused.
I'm just making a note of a cut to make. To remind myself.
I don't even know if this is a good episode. I don't know if this is good. I don't know if this is funny. I don't know if it's interesting. I don't know what time is. I don't know. I don't know what content is anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know what I look like.
Yeah.
I haven't showered in 5 days.
I know. It's weird. I'm, yeah, it's just strange. What's interesting is what I was thinking about is because with you, the situation that you're in where you're like, oh, I feel like a burden, and that's like tapping on like your number one insecurity. Mine is that I feel unwanted and I'm just alone all the time. I even have a hard time talking on this podcast because I feel like no one cares what I have to say. I'm just going to sit here. Like, honestly, like I feel
very... I mean, it's very untrue. I understand, but that's very
untrue. Do you know what I mean? Even like talking with you, I'm like, oh, I'm going to tell you what I made for dinner. I'm like, no one cares. I'm just going to sit here. Like, I just
feel... I care so much.
I feel very just defeated and I'm just fucking over it.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the, like, we have like deep-seated shit, which luckily I think is good that we did all our dumb book work.
Right. So that way when I write my suicide note, I can be like really specific.
Yeah, exactly. You can be like, these are the reasons why. These are the words.
Right.
these are why these words were developed.
Right. These are the specifics of why I'm dead. Just because I don't want anyone going like, "What happened?" I'll be like, "Here's what happened." I also, there's a lockbox outside with my house key. I've given the password to 3 people, so if something happens to me, they can come in and get the cat. But you know what? The only reason I was gonna not kill myself is because of Sebastian and the listeners. Hi, love you guys. I also, well, I mean, you would be fine. You would be fine.
But I wouldn't.
No, it'd be better. But
do you think the listeners would be less fine than me?
I don't know. You're around people. You have people. I also am one day away from starting my period, and I know that. So everything I'm saying, I'm just honestly, I'm just alone. I just sit alone. And I don't even speak all day. I don't even speak.
And so I've been telling you to call me.
So that's a little bit, but I was joking about it the other day, but I'm like, oh, and I get sad. I picture Sebastian like walking over my dead body. And then I'm like, oh, I can't do it. Cause then he would just be, but then I'm like, oh, wait a minute. He would like just start eating me. And so I'm like, and that was my one concern is I'm like, well, I'm not going to kill myself because then he wouldn't have food to eat. And I'm like, he would have food for like weeks if my dead body was here.
Yeah, but like he probably wouldn't like the way you taste, so don't kill yourself.
Well, but now I have to like beef up because if I'm going to kill myself and sacrifice my body that my cat might live, I'm going to put on like 10 more pounds.
But you need to think about it. If you can't do it because you would rot before he could finish you.
So then I'll do it.
He's not a lion.
So then I'll lose 10 pounds. Is that what you're saying? Have less.
Yes, what I'm saying is. You're looking a little fat.
It's just like, it's wild. I wake up in the morning and I feel good. First thing in the morning, I feel good and I get shit done. And then I'm like, all right, I'm going to lay down and take a nap. And then it goes in waves. It's like throughout the day. I feel okay.
Everybody. It's like this weird, that's what I've been saying. It's just this like weird roller coaster of waves where it's like, everybody's like, okay, it's fine. Everything's fine. And this is what I think is so crazy is people that don't normally deal with like anxiety, depression, self-doubt, like self-image issues, all, like any sort of mental illness, which I don't even want to say mental, just like issues, anything, like, you know, fake people that don't really exist that have no problems.
Right.
Because I truly do not believe that any adult has no problems. But it's like people that like don't allow themselves to really like deal with that, like people that have anxieties and depression and whatever, but just push it away and like, I'm busy, I'm fine. Like, as long as I keep moving and working and doing mm-hmm. whatever, I'll be okay. And now nobody can keep moving and keep working and keep doing whatever.
Right. Well, I'm moving to the floor just because my back fucking hurts.
Move. I'm literally laying down like a fucking, now I'm a 600 pounder and this is even more depressing. I'm in a small room.
Yeah, I got to stretch. That's the other thing. My back, like I worked out the other day and it was good. See, I did the opposite. When the quarantine started, I wasn't like, I'm going to work out every day. I just immediately was like, I'm going to fuck sleep and fuck off and cry.
Yeah, but you work out all the time.
Correct.
Because that's what people are taking this as, that's what I'm saying. We're like, when it first started, people were like, everybody's like, I don't have time to work out and eat healthy and do whatever and read that book I've wanted to read for 10 years and whatever the fuck anybody wants to spend quality time with my kids. Everybody's like, oh, now this is the universe being like, just fucking breathe. Just take some time for yourself and breathe. And then 4 days of that and people are like, fuck, like I'm going to drink a bottle of booze every 4 hours. I'm going to sleep, wake up, drink, eat. That's all I'm doing. I'm going to lose my fucking mind. I'm going to watch fucking Tiger King on Netflix 300 times, which everybody calm down. It's just, I think that people, and this happened, I think everyone's realizing like, oh fuck, this is it now. Like guys, there's like no easy way to say this, like we're not coming out of this the same and we're not coming out of this anytime soon. Like the world is now forever different.
Yeah. Well, it's like I've been paying attention to, and it's funny, like I was talking to, because It feels like, and this is the benefit to being alone is that all I do is just sit and think about shit and like go on social media.
It's the benefit and the curse.
I know. But like social media even, I don't, because now that that's the new social hang, I go on there and I have so much anxiety. I'm like, oh, it's too much. It's too much. It just is like, and I'm such a, like, and I know people go like, I'm weird. I'm weird. And I know you know this about me. And I know it's like cool to be like, where people are like, I'm awkward and weird. And I like, don't like people. I'm truly like that. And I call bullshit on so many people that, especially in comedy, like it became cool to be like, I'm just like an awkward person. I'm like, no, you're not. Because I'm a weirdo. And you know what weirdos do? When weirdos are out in public, they try to act like they're not weird. It's the same reason that a crazy person tries to act like they're sane. So I'm always like, all right, whatever. I'm just alone in my head, just like imagining wild shit. And I just want to curl up under my bed. And I don't want to talk. I'm like forgetting how to make sentences. I have a hard time making eye contact, even on FaceTime. I like don't want to talk to anybody. I'm going deep, 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 deep in, which is like my natural inclination.
Yeah.
And so it is weird. No, I feel almost like, and I know I'm not, I might be, but like, and I'm not, you know, people say autism is like a slur, and I'm not trying to like sort of be, but like I have a heart, like even on like FaceTime with people, like making eye contact, I find it very, and so I'm like, okay, that's a problem, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, I think that's just everybody's fucked up right now. Mm-hmm. And I think if your natural inclination is already to slink away, do you know what I mean? It's just, it makes it so much easier just with what's happening. Like this is what we've been saying from the beginning, like check in with your people for them, check in with your people for you, check in with us, check in.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people that like have problems that you might not even know about, mm-hmm. that are now like, all you have to do right now is sit and think. Like, trust me, we've done it. There's only so much Netflix you can watch. There's only so much Hulu you can watch. There's only so much fucking Shudder you can watch. Mm-hmm. Like, at some point, like, you can't keep reading a book.
Right.
You can't keep writing or fucking running in place and working out. Like, at some point, you have to sit and think. And for a lot of people, that's really scary.
Yeah. Well, and that's, and I was talking because people don't have their normal, because it's like you go to your job, you after work, you go to happy hour. So you're always doing things and people get their identity. Again, this is one of the benefits of having lived on the edge of society where it's not like doing like weird side jobs and crazy shit and just barely scraping by, and where I've had time to sit and think and have not had a television in my apartment until very recently when I moved in here. So I'm not like a TV person. So I'm thankful for that. And especially with our jobs, like with writing and doing stand up and with doing this, you're doing a lot of like introspection and contemplation. So I do feel lucky in that sense that I'm, and it's not like, oh, this is the first time I've ever thought about what I was going to write in a suicide note. It's fucking not. I'm not going to kill myself. But I just like, I identify it instead of be like, don't act like you're like, it's like, no, think about it, say it out loud. And then does this sound like a good idea or does this not? Like, what are the different ramifications? And like, because the problem is when you keep that stuff in the back of your head, it all sounds like a fucking great idea until you say it out loud. And then you're like, okay, maybe that does not, hold on, wait a minute. And I'm used to that. And I know like, and you're used to that as far as like, we're like thinking crazy shit. And then you're like, okay, that's not what we're like, let's think about it and make a plan. But a lot of people do not have that, and they're like...
Well, that's... I mean, I think that's... You know, and I've seen a lot of, like, dumb... In both of us, growing up in California, I'm sure Wendy's on the same boat. Lots of posts from people just like, Mother Earth is cleaning herself. She's douching humanity. Like, she's just fucking... The skies are cleaner than they ever have been. The oceans are cleaner than they've been in years. Like, it's, maybe this is the world's way of saying stay inside and respect me. And I'm like, well, yeah, no. Also, I mean, that is, but like, that's just, like, Spanish flu happened in 1918. It's 2020. Things happen every 100 years, like bubonic plague. Like, things happen that wipe out humanity all the time. All, like, in the grand scheme of things, all the time. So it's not that insane. And it's like with the LA's air quality is better than it's been ever. And it's like, no shit. Nobody's driving to work. But so are you saying that like now this is, we just do this, which is fine. Oh,
this is why that's a motorcycle. New York is fucked up the ass.
That sounded like a tornado siren.
Gavin Newsom, governor of California, is doing a great job because people are listening. New York, they've stopped fucking telling us to do shit because they're like, if you assholes, the CDC is going to say, put on a mask. And the next day, it's a nice day. And did I send you that video of people just like out? It's the park was fucking packed. No mask, people having picnic, riding bikes, no gloves, riding city bikes with no gloves. So that's gross. Like, they just stopped. The cops are kind of like, well, I guess these people can all just give each other like SARS and AIDS.
Yeah. I do think in California, that's like, California has really tried to be like, we're doing something. Like, don't. I mean, it's like I've been saying, we're like 2 weeks behind Italy and Spain. In California, we're a week behind New York. Like how New York's reaching the peak right now. I think that's why California is like stay inside because they think this week is going to be our peak, which nobody knows. This is all fucking bullshit conjecture, by the way. They don't know a goddamn thing about anything. Because that's where it's like, motherfucker, we're not all going to be meeting up for happy hour in a month. Because you know what happens when that happens? It all starts again. Like me and Wendy are healthy. Everything goes back to cool. Me and Wendy get it. We go out. Like, it's not ending anytime soon.
Well, I think, because I've been listening to, I listened to the BBC. They have two really great podcasts. One is Business Daily, and the other is the Global World Report. And it's the Global World Report is really great. They did this interview when they were talking. They had this panel, these panelists on, and people from all over the world sending questions. And they were asking, so what's a timeline? And every person on the panel agreed. They said, okay, realistically, things cannot go back to the exact same way they were, like large gatherings, until there's a vaccine and we can vaccinate people. They're like, that's the short answer.
And that's minimum 18 months.
Correct.
Minimum.
They said like they said 15 to 18 months it takes to figure out like to get a vaccine. And so they're working. So they're like, and everyone was kind of shocked. Like, oh, I thought it was, it's like, no. If they would just give people information, but nobody wants to. They just want like a quick answer. And they're just like.
I was listening to.
But when can I go back to the gym? Oh, I'm so bored. I'm going to go to a bar. I'm so bored. I love my rich friends being like, I'm going to get fat/I'm bored. And it's like, rich people.
Good. Be bored and think about how bad you are as a person and get a little fat.
Right.
I was listening to BBC this morning and they were talking. I don't remember who the doc. They were talking to some scientist and comparing this to polio, like to the polio vaccine. And he said basically from like when that started it until polio was basically wiped out was 6 years. So he's like, people need to understand. And he's like, also not everyone got the polio vaccine when it first came out, but numbers went down.
Yeah.
So it's like not, but we need to find something, but people need to understand the measure's not in weeks. It can be, but it's a scare. If you use weeks, it's a lot of weeks. Like, it's not, like, we're talking years here. Like, we've taken a turn. Like, this is, and like, I think took this a lot more seriously than a lot of people did early. Like, meaning your two beautiful doctor moms. Like, we really took this seriously. We were like, this is a big deal. This is beyond what I thought it would be, where we are now. This has gone beyond, I don't think you can anticipate, even like the initial comparisons to the 1918 pandemic, your brain can go like, yeah, it makes sense. But to live in it is crazy. To go like, all what I've been, we're like, we're going to go through another Great Depression.
Yeah, it's one thing to Italy say that, is super and you can fucked, and Germany's not going to bail them out. So what's interesting is because when Brexit happened, everyone was like, people were pissed. But now what's interesting is the EU, if you listen to the BBC.
Where you're just like, oh.
EU is not helping.
Everybody's fucked.
They're not helping Italy. I don't know. I haven't listened to it today, but the last Italy was suffering, and the rest of the EU was like, well, fucking deal with it. Sorry. Every man for themselves. And they're like, wait, what? Wait, hold on. Wait, what a minute? Like, but it's you can like, see
good timing, buddies.
And it makes sense because we even have to be in our homes. And then within that, we can't leave our counties and states. And so border lines are being drawn. And so that you could see.
Yeah,
like,
what happened to the European
all that kind
Union.
Of swell. People are just like, we Union. Have to all stay in our own little spaces. And so it's a weird thing of just like where people are like, well, you weren't fucking prepared and you didn't handle it. And it's like, even Trump. Trump did that with New York. I was watching with the ventilators. He was like, where they were like, we need more ventilators. And Trump in a press conference, he goes, well, he should have fucking bought more 3 years ago. We're not a store. We're not a general store. And people were like, but do you have ventilators? And well, yeah, but those are for the federal
government.
See, this
is what freaks me out with like the nationalism.
It's a strange thing of like, we'll help, but also you have to lick my balls before I give you ventilators. The whole thing is
yeah,
crazy to watch.
I know. The whole thing's insane. I mean, and like my big issue, because going back to all the people that I'm like, calm down. They're like, Mother Earth is breathing for the first time and just so grateful that we're all staying inside and all this. And I'm like, okay, again, this goes back to like, don't drink bleach, but don't wash your hand or don't lick subway stations. Like, yeah. It is good that we're all staying inside. There's less cars on the road and there's less planes in the air. And so like, yeah, duh, there's less pollution. That's good. But then on the other side, like this, like stay within your borders, rah, 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 which nationalism and racism to me have always been the same. Like, I hate to say it. Like, I've never understood why people are like, oh, I'm Italian. And I'm like, oh, you're from Italy? No, but my three generations ago, my family came from Italy, so I'm an Italian and I'm proud of it. I'm like, okay, cool, that's great, but like, why does, like, I don't understand. I just don't understand, like, having these weird dividing lines like that, and I feel like this is a situation where, like, and it's already being proven, but this is fucking for all of humanity. We've been very good at being like, you look like me? Chill. You don't look like me? Let's go to war. Like, we're very good at that as a people. But this is a thing where, like, we're not going to war with, like, a person or a continent or a region. This is a war with a fucking virus. Right.
Well, and I think the danger with the nationalism thing, and you, the way you said, are people, it's an identifier, right? So people say identity politics, or people say, I'm Italian.
Yep.
Well, people, and this is why people are having existential crises and fucking killing themselves and getting divorces and doing wild shit. People, here's the thing too, is I've shaved my head twice and like manic rages. So again, done it all. A couple years ago, like I was talking to my friend who is, My friend who is no longer in the country, he's not a dead person, he's no longer with us.
I was like,
but as far as like drugs and partying, because like that's fun when it's fun. But now I'm like, I don't have the desire to like get fucked up in my apartment alone. I said, I did that a couple years ago. You did meth when you were in high school. So it's good to get all that shit out of your system.
Exactly.
But most people, and this was in that book that we read, the Stop Doing That Shit. People get their value and self-worth from their accomplishments, what they do for work, how much money they make, what kind of car they drive, what kind of house they have, how many kids they have. Are they a parent? Are they a whatever? So that's how people get their identity instead of the idea. And it's like in the book was saying, your job is not to achieve and gain status. Your job is literally just to be. You're a human being. So just be, just exist. And people that have never even sat with that or thought about it or meditated for even a short amount of time where you let everything go away and you're not your body and you're not, I mean, Fight Club, if you haven't watched Fight Club recently, is everyone listening? Fucking watch that today. I love that movie. I watched it the other night and I was like, oh, this is relevant now. It's so good. Rewatch it. It will, I mean, it got me real pumped up and actually more relaxed about everything because it's a reminder of like, wait a
also
minute.
Also watch the movie and then read the book.
Yeah. I mean, you got enough time and then tells what
that's
you,
what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
But like, but most people don't have, so people are losing their, I mean, I've even noticed this, the loss of ego and not like ego, like, oh, this guy's got a big ego, like in the philosophical sense.
Yeah.
People are losing their sense of self because they're like, well, if I don't go to work, well, I have a job, if I'm not, what?
No, that's the big people. And I think that's why you and me specifically, like our existential issues are different than others. Everyone has existential issues. But because we don't have, even people like, we're like, oh, I go to this job I don't like, but I go every day and I've gone there every day for 20 years. And I come home to my husband or my wife, who I'm not really that into, but like we've been together a long time and I have the three shitty kids. It's all of that defines you. You work on your entire life is built around defining a, like building a structure around your body that defines who you are as a person. And for a lot of people right now, that structure that they've built is crumbling.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of the things that they go like, this is, I do this every Wednesday. I do bingo every, I work eight to five every day, 2 days a week. I take the kids to, you know, whatever. Saturdays we do this. Sundays we have the neighborhood barbecue, whatever. It's all this shit. And now all of that is gone.
Mm-hmm.
So all you have to do is think about like, wait, so what's my life? So what am I as a person?
Uh-huh.
What have I been doing my whole life? Because all of a sudden you take that away. It really, it's like, not to bring it back to my broken ankle, but it is, it's like my ankle's, and I'm like, oh fuck, man. Like I should have walked more. I should have, whatever, more.
Mm-hmm.
I should have jumped up and down on my left leg more.
Yeah.
Like, just like,
yeah.
Cause now I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like what I'm experiencing is I am having a physical response to the global pandemic.
Yeah. Yeah. You're experiencing it, everything on a micro and macro level.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But like, that's what people are having right now is people are losing their shit because it's like, fuck, everything that defined my life is gone. And it's weird. And all I have to do is sit and think like, oh, wait, so what's important and who am I? And people are going, oh, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Like all this superficial shit gets taken away and you realize I'm nothing.
Yeah.
Like I don't have a lot, like as far as like, I think a lot of people are having that moment of like, oh shit. Like if I died today, like what is my life?
Yeah. And it's happening on both. Cause I've talked to people that especially, cause a lot of my people that I hang out with are like people that are work in entertainment. They're artists. And so they don't have families. So these are people who have like worked and like me, like I was talking, I've essentially just like not had relationships for 10 years where I'm like, I've just been alone and I lived very meager existence pursuing this thing of stand-up comedy for 10 years where I just put a lot of shit off and I was like, I'll do it later. This is important to me. And now this is not a thing anymore. And it's like, fuck. But you know, it's like, I can't beat myself up about it because I'm like, well, who could have predicted? Like, I didn't know this was going to happen. You just have to make a choice. You pick it, you make a decision and you go with it and you write it out and then you go, okay, well, that's a dead end. And now where do I go?
Just to like spin off of that, like with what we were talking, like, because you saying that and I get it and, you know, fucking life is limitless and fucking terrifying. There's people right now going with their families, with their kids, stuck in a house going, God damn it. I wish I'd moved to New York when I was 24 and tried stand-up comedy. I wish I'd fucking gone up to Chicago and played washboard in a weird band in a bar. I wish that I went to LA and tried to, you know, fucking become an actor, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the, I think the thing where, and it doesn't matter. This isn't going to change it, but that's, it's that whole, like, there are an infinite amount of options in life. And I think this is, and now all everyone has, like, this is what I do every day.
Mm-hmm.
I dwell and think about this shit. But now we're in a situation where people are like, they ain't got shit else to do.
Right.
So as you're sitting there being like, I pushed off having like serious relationships and potentially a family, kids, whatever, for all these years. Cause I was like, well, that can come later. I've got, you know, I want to focus on stand up. I want to focus on this creative field, which is amazing. There's all the people that did the opposite.
Right.
They were like, well, I want kids and I want to do this. And, you know, I'll maybe someday I could, you know, do stand up or it'll be a thing I never did. Now everyone's in their house going, what the fuck? I should have done what Wendy did.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to say is that's because for me, I had that thought where I was like, oh man, no, but if I'm being honest, I would 1,000,000% choose where I am right now over being with a husband and kids. 1,000,000%. Oh,
trust me. I can send you some numbers for some people if you want to talk to them about, I mean, how happy they are.
Yeah.
I'm talking like people that are like dream couples, like every, like where you're just like, ugh, how are you fucking pieces? You got it all figured out. You both, everybody's got perfect jobs. Everybody's got, your kids are perfect. You're attractive and in love and everything's perfect. And they're like, We're getting divorced as soon as this is over.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I have. Can I tell you? I've never been happier to be single, and as much as it is hard to be alone, and I feel weird about it. When I do think about it, I'm like, what if I had a roommate? Then I'm like, okay, well then I would be killing myself. No horsey sound.
Oh, like, No horsey sound there. That would be a hard kill yourself if you had a roommate.
And I would do it on their fucking right in front of their bedroom door just to prove a point.
But do it like block them in.
Yeah.
So the body lays in a way that they can't get the fuck out.
Like some Godfather shit.
So, okay, new plan. Go on Craigslist right now. Get a roommate.
Yeah, it's wild. Everybody's losing their fucking mind. Well, that's what's the scary thing about the nationalism thing is that's what's scary about it is because people have no other sense of identity that's where they grasp and they're like,
I swear to God, I'm going to talk to my buddy. I won't say his name. I think we should have him on. He's like a super, whatever. He's a hard anti-nationalism person. We'll talk off mic, but Henry, I think Rollins. It'd be fun to have him on.
Henry Rollins.
Henry, it's my dear friend, Henry Rollins. But because it is, dude, nationalism is a cunt hair away. There's National Socialist Party, baby. Like, there's a reason. Mm-hmm. Like, it is fucking dividing lines. It freaks me out. It's always freaked me out. Like, for people to be like, fuck racism, but like, yeah, I'm proud to. It's just anything to me. And I've never, my entire life, I've never understood. We're all people. And this sounds, and I sound like one of those dumb cunts on my Instagram.
It's
like, Mother Earth is healing herself from looking up. But like, legitimately, it's always I've never understood why anyone gives it, like, why anyone's a different color. Why anybody, like, because you happen to be born here instead of here, which is fucking all happenstance.
I know.
How any of that like has to do with like who you become as a person or like who you are or what opportunities you're given. And I get that it's, this also goes like fucking deep into my shit. Like,
well, but
my
really,
weird fucking well, word
but
shit.
But here's the thing. It's like you're saying, it's like, that is a weird thing to be like, of all the things to be like, I'm proud of this. It's like, that's the one thing over which you had zero control. So
you have zero control of it. That's always been my thing. Like when people are like so proud to be from like, you just like from sheer luck or lack of luck.
Right.
Like you just happen, like it's not even that's just how it works.
Yeah.
Like you were just born here. You were born with a dick. You were born with a pussy. You were born black. You were born white. You were born in fucking Denmark. You were born in South Carolina. You were what, like none of that has any, but people fucking are like, yeah, I'm fucking born in South Carolina. Never gonna leave. Like this, it's bizarre to me. Like I don't care about anyone not from here. It's weird. Yeah.
Well, when you think
it's
about,
it's always been weird to me. It will yeah. never make sense to
well,
me.
Well, it's philosophy 101. It's the idea of like, who am I? Why are we here? If you start reading again, we got all the time in the world. A great book, if you want to introduce yourself to philosophy, is called Sophie's World. It's an existentialist mystery novel. But it like wrapped in it, it goes through the history of all of philosophy. It's fucking great. It's one of the best cool. books.
I also brought, a book I brought with me is I brought Friedrich Nietzsche, Human, All Too Human. So if anyone wants to really deep dive,
yeah.
Go ahead and order that.
But that makes sense because when you're born, that's the, you're trying to figure out like, where am I? What's the, what is my purpose? Where am, what's the, you know, and so you're grasping for some meaning, which is why people created religion. And like, you look back, that's why all this stuff was created. And then the first thing is you're like, who am I? What am I? Oh, I was born here. So I'm a Californian. That's what I am. Okay, great. And so like, it makes sense, but it's still, but you would think that it's like, oh, I understand that. But then also like, can maybe throw that
but you
training.
Can, I mean, my thing is like, you can have where it's like, yeah, I'm from California.
Yeah.
I say gnarly. I love a sandal tan. I love a fucking toe ring. But I'm not going to meet a person and be like, can I see your fucking sandal tan?
Right. And yeah, well, that's the
difference. I'm sorry. Does that toe have nary a ring on it?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't realize you were a piece of trash.
Yeah.
That's the difference between being like, you can be like stoked.
Mm-hmm.
I'm using proof that I'm California.
Yeah.
You can be stoked on like your own shit and where you're from and your identity and your heritage and all of that. But it's, that's different than being like, this is this. This is all that matters. Fuck everybody mm-hmm. else.
Well, it's like, it's anything. It's like that. It's like religion. It's like, well, I used to have a joke about it that I did like years and years ago where I was like, I understand that, like you said, like, oh, that makes sense as to why people identify as things and church is nice because people go and it makes them like not kill people and gives them a sense of community. But the problem is all that stuff is like you're saying is that it's a cunt hair away from like, and now we are Nazis and now we are like,
yeah.
And so it's divisive because that's when it's like, oh, instead of being like, oh, there's a difference in us, in between us, right? Like, oh, you have blonde hair. I have brown hair. Okay. That's a difference, but that's not a reason where it's like, well, now we got to fucking kill all the brunettes. It's like, that was a weird turn.
Well, but
maybe
what if we did? Just saying.
Well,
but I mean like blondes do have more fun.
They do. I do. One of my favorite things is on social media, and I do. And I understand that we're all trying to like laugh and make ourselves feel better. I really find it a little tone deaf because it's not like I do find it kind of tone deaf to go on the internet and have people be like posting a picture of their. Now people on Instagram are just posting pictures of their straight up areolas and labias because.
Oh, full stop. Have you seen the fucking jumpy pussy challenge?
No, I'm not. All this shit is crazy. Everyone's just, it's an attention grab. So it's that and people
guys,
are being like, here's my pussy. And also now I'm my blonde, my roots are growing in and people can tell I'm not a blonde. And it's like, that's their big, and I'm like, I get that we're doing jokes as comedians. We get it. I get it. Also,
no,
it's like,
no. This is not what I'm talking about.
What is this?
I'm going to, okay, we have to fucking, we're going to stop this recording right now. Guys, look up, I want to call Leah in. It's, literally, there is a thing. Women are putting their cell phones on a bed, like setting their cell phone up. I swear to God, full nude and like jumping, running and jumping on the bed, pussy out and jumping on their cell phones. Also with their assholes. Ladies, gentlemen, guys, everybody.
Everything in between.
Don't do that. Literally, we found this. Like, I don't know. Someone sent it to Leah and we watched it. We have to stop recording because I need you to see this. It is people that you could hurt yourself. I know. Trust. Take it from me. A person who just walked off a curb weird. Imagine jumping full force onto a fucking iPhone 10 and that lands weird. These are people jumping like with their like pussy. Like, I'm doing a weird motion.
You're doing like a weird, well, the motion you're doing is not like a pussy. What you're doing is like an octopus, like opening up in tentacles, which I imagine.
Which is what they look like.
I know. So look, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go watch us.
We're Me and Wendy have to go do research right now.
We have to go do research.
We have to go jerk off to a bunch of fucking ladies whipping their pussies out and jumping on an iPhone.
I do want to say, can I just, and I'm not like, and I know there are like other reasons you're upset. And I know you pretended you were upset about like the money. You're like, this sucks because now I might have to like pay for surgery. Now that I know about this pussy challenge, I'm like, okay, this is why you're, this is secretly why you're mad.
Like, damn it.
You didn't.
Damn it.
Yeah, you fell off a curb. I was, you guys, I didn't even, what were you doing? I was just walking off a curb, fully naked, pussy flaps open, about to squat over an iPhone.
I was jumping on, listen, sometimes you run across a room to jump fully naked, pussy first, onto your own cell phone during a global pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you fall off the bed and break your ankle. Whose fault is that?
Yeah,
Epstein.
I fell off a curb. Okay. Yeah, my husband, I fell down some stairs.
Yeah, this is literally, why do you have a black eye? I opened the door weird.
The x-ray. They're like, okay, so your ankle's broken. Something else where we found. Also, there's an iPhone in your pussy.
But like, uncomfortable? Like, I don't know how you walked in here. It's really in there.